So how is everybody doing?
Everybody's good. My man crush on Jeff Bezos has just gone.
That's funny. I was just going to bring it up.
It's just gone next level.
Is it wrong that when I hear his name, I think of you instantly?
Listen, I love this guy. So if you don't know what's going on now, apparently the National Enquirer has basically tried to bribe him, threaten him with news photos. So
he's not having it.
So Bezos owns the Washington Post, and I guess they write some not so nice things about Trump. The parent company of the National Enquirer is very pro-Trump, and I think they're friendly, whatever it is.
Yeah, the CEO is apparently.
Right? So the Bezos...
You know his name is?
What's his name?
CEO David Pecker.
Yeah. Is it really?
No kidding.
No. That's great.
You know what the New York Post headline is for the whole thing about Bezos and the pictures and this
Peckerhead?
Guy? Bezos exposes Pecker. I swear to God.
Oh, my God. That's
how great is that? They actually said, this is the newest... like.
Good day, everybody. Jim Garoppolo live. We're out.
There's been some famous headlines over time, and they always mess around with the headlines in this newspaper. And I guess this one took over for one from 1983 that is still around,
right?
About a headless body in a topless bar, and that was the big one in
'83. Topless bar. That's great.
And this one takes over. Bezos exposes Pecker, and Pecker is the CEO of this company that you were just talking about. And Bezos is pissed, so now he's saying exactly what these guys are trying to do to him.
That headless body in
Topless Bar,
that's a line in the Van Halen song, Chinatown.
Is it really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, maybe it must be what he's singing about. I mean,
yeah.
It doesn't happen all the time. The headless bodies end up in Topless Bars.
But anyway, so Bezos is like, basically like, they're going to try and threaten me with these nude photos? Go ahead, print them. You know, and
that's the only way to deal with that.
But I want him to go one step further. Like, I just give me 5 minutes with Bezos. I just want to say, listen, if I was him, I'd be like, go ahead, publish the pictures. I'm not going to back down to you, so go publish them.
Mm.
But know this. If you do decide to publish those pictures, I am going to spend every last penny of the multi-billions of dollars I have destroying every one of you, the parent company, National Enquirer, not just the reporters or the publishers. I'm talking about the mother in the mailroom.
Right.
That guy's going. If there's a cafeteria, the chef, that one's going. Everybody involved with your organization will be done.
Goodbye. Get out of here.
Will be done. And I will spend every dollar I have because I'm going to make more. I will spend every dollar I have to crush all of you. All of you.
Yep.
So go ahead, put the pictures out. I dare you. I absolutely dare you. I will destroy you.
Yeah, when I went out between shows, I was just out in the car and listening to news radio, and they were saying that Bezos, he already has his whole investigative team that's been looking into the company and the Enquirer itself, and I guess the whole thing has really become a real back and forth heated thing where now David Pecker, the CEO of this company...
I can't not.
He's... He's now apoplectic, as they said in the news, because Bezos has come back at him in a certain way.
Right.
So now he's pissed off, so the whole thing is starting to get out of hand.
Pecker is pissed.
Please hold for Pecker. Be right in.
Give him some time. He'll come around.
yes.
You like that one?
Mr. Trump.
Come on, that was good. Hell yeah.
Mr. Trump, Pecker's on too.
Right.
That's so good. That's so good. It's stupid.
Right. It's so stupid. It's good.
Fantastic.
Bring it on, Bezos, Pecker says. He's up for the job. He's up for the fight. I ruined it. Whatever.
That's all of the puns. All of them.
I just want Bezos to just go after and destroy them. But I want him to do it in a public forum. Like, I want to just go in if they publish the pictures. What's the word they use? It's when
extortion.
Extortion. Mm. I just want him to destroy him. I think it would be great. I really do. I think it would be so great. So much fun to watch.
Can I tell you this quick story about headless body and topless bar?
Headless body.
This one from 1983. This is the craziest.
Hold on, watch this. I think it's in the first lines.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as you said that line, I'm like, I know that from somewhere. Where do I know it from?
Oh.
There it is.
Wow.
I knew I wasn't crazy.
I was going to rewrite it.
Bezos exposes Pecker.
So, just so you know the story, it's kind of cool. Headless Body in a Topless Bar is the headline, but Headless Body soon became the stuff of pop culture legend. Saturday Night Live worked it into routines in the 80s, and David Letterman invited the guy who came up with the headline onto his talk show in the 90s, and in the 90s it was also the title of a crime movie. What happened was... a psycho went to an after-hours bar in Queens, shot the owner to death.
Jeez.
And then, upon learning a female customer who was happened to be in there was a mortician, ordered her to cut off the victim's head, which cops later found in the madman's car.
Mm-mm.
Hence, the headless body in the topless bar.
We shouldn't be laughing at that.
Is that nuts?
We shouldn't be laughing at that.
Well, that's what they said is, you know, this headline gets right to the point. But they said, you know, it's it ran on the front page April 15th, 1983. As witty as it was horrific, it expressed the unflinching precision of the city's accelerating tailspin into atrocious crime and chaos.
Yeah.
It was just a bad, bad time, and that's where it was at. So that has been the, among all people who are fans of newspapers and headlines and editors and people like that, now they're saying that it's going to be topped by... Bezos exposes Pecker.
Nothing is ever going to beat that, ever.
No. Oliver on line one. Go ahead, Oliver.
Hey, guys. Love your show. Hey, real quickly. True story. Pecker is best friends with Anthony Weiner.
Nope. No, he's not. No, is
true
he?
True story.
I don't believe that's a true story.
There's a party for Pecker and Weiner.
Right. Pecker and Weiner party? Your table is not ready?
Pecker and Weiner, attorneys at law.
Right?
Take care, guys.
Take care, Oliver. Justin on line two. What's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
I was just wondering if you think they could solve this with a good old-fashioned debate, and then the headline could perhaps read that Bezos beats Pecker in debate.
Yes, please. Oh, this all needs to happen.
I'm curious about that when I figure that might be the new
especially if they can somehow work in the title master debate.
I know.
Then it's then we really got gold.
My head is gonna explode.
Bezos beats Pecker to win title of master debater.
You know what's funny?
It's there.
I've never even heard Bezos speak.
I don't know if I've heard his voice.
I've never heard his voice.
If I did, it was a long time ago.
No, I've never heard his voice. Nothing.
Hmm. And the funny thing is, with all this controversy, the actual pictures aren't the biggest part of the story. It's almost like also ran, even though they thought they had something. I mean, there's all sorts of descriptions of the pictures.
Yeah.
Bezos sitting on his bed holding his phone while wearing his wedding ring, apparently talking to her, and he's wearing pants and his man and hood is sticking through his zipper. You know, whatever. They have descriptions of it all, but it's not that everybody wants to see the pictures. Now this thing has become the real focus of the whole thing because he's taken the steam out of the whole fact they were going to publish the pictures. He got out in front of it, and it actually worked.
Hey, listen, this Bezos guy.
Mm. Yeah, he doesn't give a crap.
Not only does it not give a crap, but I don't think anybody really wants to see him naked.
Yeah,
you know,
a girl's always curious. I'm not dying to, but I'll take a peek.
Right, I mean, it is what it is, and he's just sitting there going, "Go ahead." That's what I love about. Go ahead, do it, and I will destroy you.
You just want the hate to continue. You want there to be some sort of bloodbath.
I want him to. I'm glad that he stuck up to extortion. Mm. I really am. And, you know, when you have a lot to lose, and apparently the letter that Bezos received was signed by an attorney.
Right.
Was signed by the...
Because they were looking for him to talk about, like, to say something like the article written by AMI Media, this company that owns it, is not, like, politically slanted or something. Like, if it's really... And he's like, I'm not saying, you know, what you want me to say.
Or else you'll put pictures out there?
Yeah. Like, all right, so what?
And he stood up for himself.
So they weren't asking for money or anything. They weren't asking for anything like that.
No, they were
just they wanted to say certain words.
Right. Or we'll we'll show naked pictures of you because we have them. Go ahead, you mother...
I mean, it's a way of blackmailing.
Oh, my God. But you know what? You can't... The only way you're going to possibly be able to extort somebody with that much money and influence and power is if you, like, you know, you kidnap a kid or something like that. Other than that, what, embarrassment? He just went through all this stuff with a divorce and a girlfriend and, you know, they make news that he hasn't seen his girlfriend in 23 days or whatever it was. Like, who gives a, why is that news? It's not news.
Good question.
And he's just kind of like, so what, dude? Gotta do it. Publish him. Whatever. I don't care. I'm going to kill you.
Woody Fold.
I'm going to kill you. Not only that. Here's the thing. So not only am I going to come after everybody that works for the parent company and the National Enquirer all the way down to the mailroom, but I'm going to go after the next three generations of their families, too.
Wow.
Yes.
Good. Use your aggressive feelings, boy. Let the hate flow through you.
That works.
That's exactly it.
And that's JP.
Yeah. That works.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Hey, Mike, all right, one. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, I got your headline for the debate. It'd be Bezos gets oil with Pecker.
Okay.
Or gets mouthy. Bezos gets mouthy with Pecker or to Pecker or something like that. Yeah.
There's so much that can be done. I can't wait for tomorrow's headline. What are they going to do tomorrow?
You know who does a great... You know I love me some Darren Rovell, and he does this thing like at the end of a game or whatever. He'll say, okay, give me your best headlines, and everybody on Twitter will send in a really, you know, witty and always a pun involved.
Oh, that's good.
I feel like Darren Rovell needs to get on this quickly. Quickly.
Everybody's got to be careful.
Usually, you never know what headlines.
You never know what someone like Bezos is going to end up buying, and whether or not he's going to end up being a boss.
That's true.
Take this company and whittle it down to nothing, then buy it, and then just finish destroying it.
Hey,
that'd be bad.
James on line three.
Hey, fellas, great show. Just wanted to comment that in Spanish, Bezos means kisses. So it sounds like a really cool porn, like kisses exposes Pecker.
hot Bezos on Pecker action.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, fellas.
Okay, man. And Jason on line two. What's up?
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. That, down here in Tampa, there's another headline that was when at one of the malls, one of the, what was it, Saks Fifth Avenue was leaving the space and Dick's Sporting Goods was moving in. Mm. I think it was the Tampa Bay Times had put in the headline, Saks out, Dick's in.
Come on, that's great.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. Thanks, guys.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yo, Ivanka Trump is so hot. Oh, she's so hot.
Meh.
She had a different look at the State of the Union than usual, though.
Why are we watching The View?
She did. I think that's what I'm going off of.
Yeah, me too. I thought she looked different at the State of the Union and not a good different. There was something about her that was more either Barbie doll-ish or something. Normally, she looks just naturally
plasticky. Yeah, she was
beautiful, and she looked plastic at State of the Union. Yeah, it was a real quick look. I don't know.
For whatever reason, we had Channel 7, ABC was up in the in our studio.
That's Brett's guilty and pleasure, The View.
No, I don't think he didn't put it on.
I love watching with my back turned to it.
First off, there's only one face I recognize on the show now. Well, Whoopi's not there. I don't know if she's still on it. I guess she is. But Joy Behar is the only. She dodged that bullet, huh? Nothing.
They're not giving her any hard time. Nothing there. The ladies on The View, and nobody else is jumping up.
Nothing with her dressing in blackface.
Incredible.
Huh? Dodged that bullet. Interesting.
Incredible.
But there's three
politicians on the line for it, you know, at least in Virginia.
But, one of the other people, I don't know any of the other girls on The View now, but they, I guess one of them had a sit-down interview with Ivanka Trump, so they keep running promos for it.
Mm.
God, she's so sexy. She's beautiful.
She is.
She's a gorgeous woman. I don't care about your politics, whatever it is. Yeah. You can't deny that is a gorgeous woman.
Yep.
Monica, you can hate her all you want.
I don't hate her. She's not ugly. She's your type or something because she is. I mean, she's
no,
not,
you know what?
She's not I'm all not bad. Drop dead gorgeous.
I don't even usually go after blondes. That's not really my thing.
Give me Mila Kunis over her any day. Any day.
Oh, I'm big close. Mila Kunis. Mila Kunis is my Achilles heel. love Mila Kunis.
Sexy, yes. Hot, cute.
See, I lean the blonde right
especially
away.
Especially in Ted.
Oh, yeah.
In
oh,
Ted,
yeah. Yep, yep,
the
yep.
Role the, that she played in that movie, Ted, where she was just like the coolest girlfriend kind of ever.
It's like what everybody dreams she is in real life.
Oh, what was the other one? What was the one she did with...
Friends with Benefits.
Friends with Benefits. Oh, that was,
that was probably the best. That I think that made me love her.
No, what was the one? Is that the one she did with...
With Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, okay. So it was Friends with Benefits.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you can't possibly... A woman like that does not exist.
I don't know.
Can't. There's, listen, I'm a big aficionado of cool, and my wife is cool, and my friends call her Nicole.
Yeah.
She ain't that cool.
Well, you're also married. Fast forward that whole Justin Timberlake made the coolest thing 20 years, and you'll probably get what you guys have. I think your
looks
wife
like
is.
You and it looks like Monica, you and JP should have a threesome with her, with Mila Kunis.
I would totally do that.
If JP were off into the corner somewhere and I didn't know he was there, I would absolutely do that.
So I would just have to whack it in the corner while you two went at it?
I don't know what you're doing over there. I don't want to look at it, but.
Well, he'll be focusing mostly on you, Monica.
I'm out. No offense. Totally. No offense.
While you get to work on Mila.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Jeff's online, too. Jeff, is a breaking headline?
Look, it's Mila Kunis and a cougar.
Oh, absolutely. It just came out. Bezos beats Pecker in master debate. Pecker explodes.
Thank you, Jeff, for reporting.
Yes.
All right.
Also, we go to reporter Casey on line three. Casey, what's going on,
hey,
Casey?
Guys, great show as usual. I wanted to add to the chaos. I was driving down the road, matter of fact, just yesterday before all this stuff came out, and I noticed to the right there's a shopping center with a Dick's and a Hooters in the same shopping center. Can you imagine that street sign and the accidents that would cause?
The corner of Dick's and Hooters?
Right. Yeah, Dick's and Hooters, turn right.
We have an exit that used to, I don't know if they're both still there now, but there's an exit off one of our main highways where it was both Hooters and BJ's. BJ's discount club, like Sam's and Costco. Same exact exit, right on opposite corners of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's even better. All right, guys, big show, man.
Take care.
And Sam is on line one. Sam, what do you have to report? What headline are you reporting?
Hey, what's up, guys? Top story out in California, fire at a mental hospital. Headline read, roasted nuts.
No, it didn't.
Oh, no. Is that a true one? I guess you...
I don't know, to be honest.
Thank you, Sam, for reporting.
Got a lot of reporters out there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, everybody's a reporter now, aren't they? Everyone with a phone. Well, thanks a lot for the headlines. Cool stuff. We'll keep an eye on the Bezos situation. 727-579-1025. 800-771-1025. At Roger and JP on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, theboneonline.com if you want to watch Bone TV and hang out in the chat room and watch, listen at the same time. However you like it, we're here. Dead Guy in the Envelope coming up in just about, 1 hour, where you guys guess who the dead celebrity is whose name is in the envelope. And you win a great prize.